Hey guys, welcome back to episode 2 of the story behind the song. Today we're talking about High Horse. This song is going to be divisive for a lot of people because it's clear what my beliefs are, probably politically, with the content of this song. High Horse is a song that I hesitated to put out for a lot of reasons. One, I knew that there were going to be people that would be turned off from listening to my music for the rest of time because of this song. Another reason is there are going to be people who agree with me, but don't feel like this is the platform to speak about these things. I've chosen to get back into music. And one of the main reasons was I felt like I had things that were bursting within me. There was a fire in my bones, like Jeremiah the prophet talks about, of why aren't people talking about these things? Why isn't our art reflecting the things of God in the face of the culture? Why is our art so anemic? And I realized that by putting out a song like this, like there's a lot of, I have intentionally not labeled my music as Christian music this time around because I felt that Christian music by definition has become praise and worship music, and praise and worship music has become by definition Christian music. And my songs are none of those things. They are written from a biblical worldview. The average Christian might not like the things that I have to say because I'm talking about real things. I'm talking about real life. I'm talking about stemming the tide of wickedness and what we as Christians can do to do that. And while we are called as believers to call out unrighteousness, we've been silenced. And we've been silenced not by unbelievers. We've been shushed by the people who call themselves our betters, by the Christian elite, as it were, the people who work for mainstream news outlets, people who collect money from established entities that are anti-God, anti-family, and promote things that are anti-divine order. The church is called to be a light, to be salt. We are also called to stem the tide of evil, I believe. But because we've been so afraid of being labeled political, we have stayed in our churches, and all around us the world has descended into hell. We have forgotten the power of the gospel to save the lost. We believe they can save the lost as long as those people get inside our church. We believe that. We want people to come to our church so we are permitted to preach the gospel to them. But we've forgotten one of the main things that Jesus did and one of the main things that we are called to do, which is preach the gospel to every creature. To preach the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So I have mixed feelings about releasing this song because it's got a lot of edge to it. It's written in a way that it's going to be hopefully received in a fun way. But there are men out there that if they come across this song are going to be really upset because I'm calling them out and they know it. And I'm sorry, if you can look at the culture that we are in and you can feel comfortable not taking a side or a position, then you need to take that up with the Lord, because there's going to come a time when God, you stand before God and he's going to say, when all of this wickedness was happening, where were you? What did you do? I need someone to stand in the gap. That's what the Bible talks about. You start to see the wedges in our culture to undermine the things that God has ordained. But we're too busy trying to make everyone feel okay. We're too busy trying to seem like we are on the sidelines in a war for the souls of mankind. People who go on the news and have no problem criticizing the sins of faithful people, criticizing the sins of Christians, but they have nothing to say about the sin that's running rampant in our culture. The fact that we have laws being passed that rename pedophilia into minor attracted persons, in a way to legitimize. We have laws that decriminalize the abuse of children across the world. We're seeing it more and more. We also have the sexualization, the mutilation of children, the indoctrination of children. We have all of these things that are happening. And if we as Christians dare to say something about this is as far as you go, we will not allow you to go any further. And in fact, we're pushing back. We have our faithful betters to appear on in the New York Times, to appear on cable news to tell us why we're wrong, to tell us why that's not very Christ-like. This song is an open letter to those people. Were you happy going on the news because your name got out there and you looked like one of the acceptable Christians? Or were you someone who said, like John the Baptist, I don't care if I end up beheaded, I am going to call people to righteousness. I'm going to call them to repent. The only way you can repent is if you know that you've done something wrong. Balaam, the story in the scriptures, where he collected money from the enemies of God in order to defame the people of God. Are you going to be one of those? Because there's a lot of those right now. And that's what this song is trying to address, is the people who would willingly take money to defame God's people, but that same critique does not go towards the people, because they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. They're not going to call out the corruption and the sin from the people that are paying their paycheck. And I think I've said enough. So I'm going to leave it at that and hope that you listen to the song. There's more songs to come, and I'm really excited to see where this goes. But yeah, High Horse by Jeff Desiato is something unique, and I hope you'll check it out.